This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In the late 1960s, vocalist and keyboard player Isaac Hayes and his partner Dave Porter wrote a series of hit songs for the famed Memphis label Stax. In 1971, Hayes was asked to write the score for the movie Shaft. The movie became famous for its in-your-face hero and for the music that punctuated nearly every frame. The theme from Shaft is one of the NPR 100. Karen Michelle reports.
From the relentless cymbal to the funky wah-wah, the opening bars of the theme from Shaft speak of urgency, heat, insistence. Just like the character the music signifies, John Shaft, private detective.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks? You're damn right.
Before there was Shaft, there was Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song, director Melvin Van Peebles' homage to the Macho Man. The film's success as an indie release made mainstream movie studios take notice. It was 1971. Stax House composer and lowdown vocalist Isaac Hayes was hot and sought after.
They want to have a leading black leading man, a black director, and a black composer. So since I was Stax's number one artist at the time, they chose me.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet.
Hayes sold millions of records. In 1969, his album Hot Buttered Soul went to number one, with stretched-out renditions of By the Time I Get to Phoenix and Walk On By. Primarily, Hayes wrote for others or performed other people's songs. With Shaft, that changed. The music was entirely his. As he told director Gordon Parks, Hayes would have preferred it be his even more.
Well, I wanted to do the acting, so I asked him about trying out for the leading role. He said, okay, but remember, you got to do the music. So anyway, I came back home. I didn't tell my friends about the movie score. I was telling them about the leading part. I'm going to have a shot at the leading part, you know. And about 2 weeks had passed. He said, Ike, have you gotten a call yet? I said, no, they didn't call me yet. So I started calling. I said, well, what happened to the leading role? They said, didn't you know Mr. Hayes? They've just casted a guy by the name of Richard Roundtree for the leading role. What? Oh, but Mr. Hayes, you promised to do the music. Okay, all right. Well, anyway, I went on and did the music. And, of course, you know how it turned out. It turned out, hey, a big, big plus, big win for me.
Not that it was easily achieved. Hayes was guided throughout by the film's director. Though this was Gordon Parks' first feature film, he was an experienced composer.
Gordon Parks sat down and talked to me about the character, because I'd never scored a movie, so Isaac, just remember, when you write this music, zero in on the lead character, on his personality. He's a roving kind of character. He's relentless. And your music has to depict that. So that's when I got the idea for these hi-hats, some you know, and then the guitar and all that stuff and everything else followed.
The process was shown in a recent HBO special about Gordon Parks.
Now, the sequence we saw this morning, Times Square, panned on off the skyscrapers along 42nd Street over the Marquise, and when Shaft pops up out of the subway, that's when they should really come on and carry him all the way through Times Square, right to his first encounter.
Music follows the action on the screen. You might have to put some funny bars in and everything. That's what when I did it. But everybody thought I was being hip, and I was following the action of the character.
For some of those flourishes, the touches that made Shaft the music as much a part of the man as his turtlenecks and leather jackets, Hayes recycled material from other successes. He'd worked with Otis Redding. Try a Little Tenderness was their last session together. York University music professor Robert Bowen knows the history of Stax and Shaft well.
Everybody knows that 16th note hi-hat ride pattern that one hears at the beginning of Shaft and throughout Shaft. It becomes one of the cliches of disco music. Don't blame Isaac for that. He actually lifted that from a break in an Otis Redding record from 1966. So there's that one little kernel that comes from an earlier source, if you will.
Got the drop, man, man, drop.
Thank you.
It's the rhythm that drives Shaft. Hayes laid that down first, then went on to score the rest of the film before coming back to finish the theme. The impact of Shaft extends well beyond the notes, to the text.
Yeah, the lyrics was, I was trying to describe this guy. You know, who's a black private dick? That's a sex machine to all the chicks. Well, you know, I was kind of getting away with the sexual connotations, but nobody could rap me for it because it was good. And then I did a self-censoring thing, too.
You see, this cat Chef is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, Chef?
Yeah, we can do it.
That became the phrase of that decade. Yeah, man, he's a bad mother. Shut your mouth. I heard old people say that, you know. So it was good. It was right on time. Everything was.
Then there's that all-girl chorus. Hayes calls it seductive, the sundae on top of the cherry. The oh-so-slow way the song builds has been compared to lovemaking, good lovemaking.
You cannot get there too quickly. You have to, don't be anticlimactic. It's like foreplay. You got to start off just, you know, you can't put bread in a cold oven. You know, you got to take your time and got to heat it up. So that's what I like to do with my music. I like to build it and build it into a maddening, exciting crescendo.
There's a bit of the church in Shaft, too. Hayes started singing in the choir at the age of 4. He was brought up by his grandmother in Covington, Tennessee, where he was born on August 20, 1942. With Shaft, Hayes took everything he had, mixed it up, and created a sound for the 70s. Musicologist Robert Bowen.
We hear the influence of Shaft in all of the Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff productions at Philly International. That means the Spinners, the OJs, the Tramps, the MFSB. We hear it up at Motown. A very, very different use of strings following Shaft. We certainly hear it on Stevie Wonder's recordings. We hear it on Marvin Gaye's recordings. I don't think there's very much black music in the 1970s that wasn't affected by Shaft.
Artists not associated with soul or disco appropriated the theme from Shaft as their own. Henry Mancini recorded it, so did The Ventures and Sammy Davis Jr.
Shaft, Shaft is the man, John Shaft.
When John Singleton did his remake of Shaft, Hayes did a remake of the old theme, Changing Nothing. Hayes figured the kids, as he calls them, don't know the old version, though what they probably do know about him stems from his role on South Park as the advice-giving and occasionally singing chef. Three decades after its release, the song, like The Detective, still has sex appeal. Some say Hayes is or was John Shaft, and that's what made the music so powerful, so knowing.
What it did, it made a lot of guys want to be Shaft. And it made the hip thing, hip person to be Shaft. So it was all about Shaft.
In those disco 70s, Shaft was more, way more than a mirrored ball or the right threads. Shaft had the moves. Because his music had the grooves, the music of Isaac Hayes. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle in New York.